Well, plug been in.
Fucking
mate.
Around ever since I got.
You're a fucking idiot.
I haven't been out of the house in 2 weeks, mate. So
most exciting fucking thing of.
Did I tell you about my prostate exam? Did I tell you?
No. I well, no, you didn't. No, it was something that I wouldn't ask about, but yeah, anyway.
There's your donger.
Well, it's not your donger. They go up through your ass.
No.
I mean, first he got my balls, because that was the problem, because I'm having ball pain.
That's going to be named his autobiography. First he got my balls.
Then he got my heart. But see, when he's down there fondling your balls and asking you questions, you got to fucking maintain eye contact to assert dominance.
This is like
you can't have dominance when someone's holding you by the nuts.
Well, you got to try.
Yeah, I admire you for trying. He's literally got you by the balls.
Then he... Glove
what
on.
Questions was he asking? How's your day been?
Yeah, basically. He's going, can you feel anything here? This is a bit swollen. He said, look, if it's not catastrophic, I'm not interested. I said, you want to see him from behind?
No one wants to see the dark side of the
anyway. But yeah, they put a glove on, and he puts KY on two fingers, and he demonstrates how to bend over the table. And I had my missus in there with me, and she was giggling. He pulls a curtain,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's some dignity is maintained. And she said, all I could see was the curtain moving backwards and forwards rapidly.
Shit.
Look, so, the doctors with small hands. That's what we learned out of this. Small hands.
Yeah.
Was there any pinky action?
No, it was the
I would imagine.
Index, index and forefinger. Oh, who am I to say?
You'd know if there was pinky
just
action, mate.
Just get him to hang loose, mate.
You're in such...
Thumb in his nose.
You're in such fucking shock that you don't... that you lose track of time and momentum of what's going on because you're in such kind of shock.
Oh, I can't imagine.
About the invasion.
It is an invasion.
It is. I couldn't be gay. I just... you know, fair enough, that's what you're into, but it's just not my thing. And I found that out pretty...
When I turned 40, I had a Lebo doctor's top bloke, right? And when, okay. When I turned 40, I'm like, do I have to, you know, do anything, medical anything? And I said, what about that? And he goes, nah, that'd be around 50, mate. And I said, okay. I've known him for fucking ever. I'm like, you try and stick anything up my ass, I want you to know I'm going to knock you out. He's sitting there at his desk, and he's just going, I'm just going to record that. There's no fucking traces of humour in this, mate.
Surely there's got to be a better way then. That just seems so fucking...
Apparently that's the best way. There's a blood test. There's a blood test you can do, PSA blood test, right? But the Simone's uncle did that and it came back all fine. And then the doctor said, you know, you're showing the symptoms, so I'm going to have a fucking feel around. And he felt around and said, nah, fuck. He was in hospital the next day, got half his prostate removed.
They got this new
so that's the best way.
Heat camera that can go over the fucking Amazon jungle and discover lost cities with just the drone camera going through, and they're still putting fingers up the fucking asshole.
We should do a health podcast.
Yeah.
Doctor balls out my
floor. Well, apparently the record button's been on for 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
That's
welcome. Hello and welcome to Balls Out No Flops, your prostate podcast with a bit of NRL peppered through. Today we're going to talk about what happened in round 6. And we welcome back.
It's been 4 minutes already, mate. Let's get on with it.
Hello and welcome to Balls Out No Flops. I'm Larry Floyd and I'm joined, we are rejoined, myself and Morton the Iron Curtain Paragon are rejoined by Ray the Cant Can.
The Cant
Can. I don't know, just kind of like, yeah.
Got a good ring to it, that.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I saw the light. I saw it, mate. I went through and I saw the big man, God himself. He had a Raiders jersey on. We had a fucking blast. He wasn't the
big man. I can tell you that. He wasn't the big man.
We had a blast, mate. He's been waiting. He's just, the Raiders fans just go straight to heaven, mate. So it was fantastic. And we talked about how you guys are going to die. So I've got the inside word on that.
Oh, good. Tell me. I'm actually. You wanna, yeah.
Exploding testicle at the cinemas, afternoon session.
What am I watching?
Turner and Hooch Part 2.
That'll do it.
Okay. You're going to wipe out the whole front row, time. Mate. First testicle explosion ever. And they're going to think it's a terrorist attack, but really it's just the rogue testicle. You know, you've got your issues at the moment. And Morden, Parramatta Road, corner of Parramatta Road, Missenden Street, you know that area?
I was there today.
Ooh, tempting fate.
Well, big,
I stopped for a coffee right there today.
Big beer truck taking the turn a little bit too quickly, mate. Kegs just falling out and you getting annihilated like fucking Donkey
That's
Kong.
That's pretty eerie. I went through that intersection the last 2 days. And today I stopped.
Well, my
man, that's you become an Irish hero if you're killed by a keg of beer.
Yeah.
And how are you going to die? Did he tell us?
No. I'm back, mate.
You're
I'm
back.
Maybe well, I'm dead
good.
Already.
For
is
good.
It,
mate.
Is this it?
Fuck me.
It was tough, though. It was just, yeah, it was hard, man, COVID. But, you know, we'll get through. You had it as well, Morden. You've had it before.
No, I don't confirm or deny that.
It was like.
I haven't got it. Can't get to me, mate.
At the peak
Breathe
of it.
On him.
At the peak of it, it was like 20 to go. I'm sitting on my couch. I'm like, am I going to die? Am I going to be alive? I don't know. I had chest pains going. It was like 20 to go in footy. But, you know, my halves were Ricky Stewart and Daly. But then my back line had fucking Curtis Scott, Edric Lee.
Bugarelli.
Jamal Olesi. My back line. So I was sitting there going, I'm fucking done for here.
Paul Carriage at fullback. Paul.
What about Ryan O'Hara? Do you remember him?
Ryan O'Hara. He's an Irish hero.
He is. For many different
he
reasons.
He got hit by a beer keg on Missenden Road and Parramatta Road.
Greg Wolfgram. Remember him?
I remember Wolfgram.
Yeah, well, he's not winning in that last 20 minutes, mate.
No, that's true.
But, yeah, I'm back and
yeah, welcome
show's
back.
Kicking. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
It's good to be back.
Iron Curtain. Oh, we're both drinking beers here. Why didn't you offer me a beer?
Beer?
Do you want one? No, let's drink your half-fucking-sucked beer.
It's Putin.
Putin?
We're having Putins.
Don't give me that one.
Episode 96, the drunk and last podcast.
Could be.
What are we doing for our 100th? Have we started planning?
I think we need a...
Because our 50th was shit.
A stripper.
Right.
What's his name?
I reckon Cruises Rooftop. Let's get the equipment up there and just...
Could we get Adam Elliott. To fucking bless it.
Adam Elliott.
Holy water.
With his big fucking salami.
Just slopping holy water off.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
Stick it up your hootin'.
Don't put your fucking lid. No. He put his top of his bottle on the top of my
coming for you, mate. It's good to be back.
All right. Game one.
Raiders 12. North Queensland Tractors 8. 18 Raiders 2-4 on the season. That's quite shit when you think about it. Tractors 3-3. The Raiders blow a 12-0 lead and concede 18 points straight. Mr. Carney, what do you got to say for your pathetic team?
I thought this was last week. This is still round six.
Yeah.
First of all, let's get the rules straight. I'm only allowed to criticize Ricky Stewart. You guys do not have the right to. All right, let's set that ground rule
you
up first.
Fuck off with your rules.
Yeah, I really have a lot terrible, of respect for your rules.
Terrible bench use from Ricky Stewart. He used two players off the bench for 65 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
There was two guys sitting there freezing their balls off, and one of them was Adam Elliott, who he's a good player. He's meant to be
player.
Our big buy, and the guy's just sitting on the fucking bench, fucking Horsburgh, Gawler, and Sutton played the most minutes. Our three shittest forwards.
That's a trio of ugly.
Yeah. Oh, like, my God. Horsburgh's like...
That's like, you know, before the fight in Lord of the Rings where they're just creating more orcs yeah. and shit. That's what you got.
Side orc, right?
Yeah, that's a side orc. Elliot has never sat... That's the longest he's sat still in his life.
Yeah.
65 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, and then he puts him on in like 65 minutes in when Cowboys score the try and get ahead. Our defense was shot before it, and he should have put him on then to get some sort of fucking, you know, enthusiasm in our defense. And then he waits till the try happens, and then he puts Adam Elliott on. And then we've got Savage. For 6 weeks, he's been protecting him.
Mm-hmm.
No pressure, no pressure, no, too soon, too soon. And then 10 minutes to go, he throws him in the hardest position on the field. I know Chance was injured, but put him on the wing or something.
And then shitbags him after the game.
Yeah. And then shitbags him after the game.
What a guy.
What a guy, Ricky. Xavier Savage, come to the Bulldogs. We'll wreck
happen.
You slowly, but confidentially.
Yeah, that's right.
You won't
right.
be in public. Come
that's
on.
What's going to happen.
Like, what's he doing to this kid? What's he got against him?
And then he's got him on the wing this week.
Well, didn't he say, what would I know? I'm just a dumb coach.
Yep.
He's not ready for NRL. What would I know? I'm just a dumb coach.
It's like, yeah, it's poor like he's trying Ricky. To prove his point. Ricky Stewart. I'm sick of defending playing 40 minutes of football. The way we started that second half was pathetic. I'm sure he did this speech, exact speech last year.
Yeah.
There's some individuals who just didn't start with a way they needed to start the second half to get us back onto the front foot, and I'll deal with that when we get back to work.
Well,
there's so many things wrong there. Number one, back to work should have been the next morning.
Right.
Like, if that's that dire, then you're having a team meeting within 24 hours.
They should have been made to walk back, to make their own way back. Make your own way back to Canberra.
They should have all had the limbo under Adam Elliott's knob.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
While he's drinking a case.
Ew.
It's just sagging.
He blamed all the players, but, like, seriously, you can't. And then there was still 3 interchanges left at the end of the game.
What a dick.
So, mate, of course the team's going to be buggered. You only had 2. On.
It's a, yep.
He hasn't moved on.
He's to blame, mate.
No.
He is.
He's not to blame.
He is.
I'm still sticking by Ricky.
He's so set in his ways.
I'm still sticking by him.
You were just complaining about all the things he was doing wrong.
Yeah, I'm allowed to, remember? I'm allowed to.
You're allowed to. Fuck me, dude.
We play one more night game, and we've got one more 6 p.m. game for the rest of the year. The rest of the time, we're playing day games. Fuck the draw. And another thing...
Are they fucking vampires?
Pretty much. We're not playing night games, mate. That's terrible. And then we've played the Cowboys already. It's 6 rounds. We've played the Cowboys twice. Parramatta played the Titans the other week.
Mm.
After 5 rounds, they play each other twice. This draw is shit. All right.
Yeah, it's a fucking shit draw.
He's picked Savage for this week, you know.
Yeah, on the wing.
After doing that, he's picked him.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And on the wing.
Pick and stick Rick, they call him.
He's too small for the wing.
He's a dick.
Hey, don't call him a dick, mate. Absolutely. You don't have the right.
Dickie Stewart.
So he's put Rapana at fullback for this week. So what's the unders? Are you going overs or unders on Rapana getting... Let's put the figure at 2.5 cramps in the game. You on unders or overs?
Yeah.
Over.
He'll get at least 3 cramps.
Fuck
right?
it. He'll get 3 cramps by kickoff.
Yeah. Now, what's going on with Elliot Whitehead? Because his press conferences, this vacant stare is,
like he's
even by NRL standards, this is some vacant shit.
Mm.
Okay. He had a shocker as well.
Yeah, he's...
Not Robert E. Howard, the great pulp writer of the 1930s, who wrote...
Conan.
Yeah. Created Conan the Barbarian, also created another very interesting character, Solomon Kane, who was this Puritan that used to go through through Africa during the turn of the century and fight fucking voodoo monsters and
sounds all right.
Yeah, they're good stories. But in one of the stories,
welcome to our NRL podcast.
In one of the stories, he meets a juju man.
Can I get another beer, Carney? Because it feels like this story's going for a while. Continue.
You asked a question, remember? And your question is what's wrong with Adam Elliott? And I'm answering your question.
I don't remember. I mean, continue.
I'm answering your question. Yeah. And this Juju man was able to leave his body and possess the body of someone else. Mm. I put it to you that
Mr. Speaker.
That what's Elliot Whitehead.
Elliot Whitehead.
Not Adam Elliott. Elliot Whitehead is being possessed by a Juju man who just doesn't give a fuck about the press conference and just leaves him.
Or the game.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Put that one in the forum. We'll write that one up on the forum later.
We have a colleague at the Institute that when we have meetings that none of us want to be at, he just finds a brick on the wall and stares at it and goes into this deep meditative state. And that's what Elliot Whitehead looks like.
Yeah.
Ricky Stewart, you're a clown.
Mm. There was the world's worst ever challenge during this game.
Oh, my God.
It was pathetic. The guy that stripped it gets up and is yelling, challenge, challenge. What the fuck was that about?
Yeah.
What's his name? Cotter. Reuben Cotter.
Mr. Cutter!
That was always going to happen. Man of our vintage.
It was terrible. Terrible. There was a few of them this week, actually, but that was really
well,
bad.
Well, that brings me to...
Well done, Tractors.
Oh, look at this. Now you listen, and you listen good. Because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head.
Ball's out of flop. What's it gonna be?
This is our balls out and flop section for the new listeners who don't know, because we've got a lot of new listeners apparently. This is where the three of us, your three hosts, give a ranking to events that happened, positive or negative. And if they're positive, it's a balls out, obviously. And if it's a negative, it's a flop. Mr. A. Carney.
I'm going to start out with a balls out.
Oh,
my nice. Balls out. Goes to the Norwegian psychiatrist Finn Skarderud and his theory.
Opposition's E-play.
And his theory, which I think is going to be the winning formula to help all the shit teams out this year. So listen up. He alleges that people have a natural alcohol deficiency. And having a blood alcohol content of about 0.05% makes you more creative.
True.
Relaxed.
Mm. True.
Confident.
True.
Creates more focus and enthusiasm for the tasks you need to complete. So what I'm saying is
depends on the task is.
But if you're on 0.05%, you are all those things, and I think the shit teams need to start adopting it, and they need to stay on that 0.05% constantly and consistently through training and through the game.
I agree.
This is a real theory, by the way.
I agree. I'm not making this shit up. But on game day, they really need to up that number.
No, then you get sloppy, mate. And you start getting sloppy. Then you start kicking it out on the floor.
Could we just have the guy? How about just the guys off the bench? A tanked.
Nah. You got to have a breathalyzer with you, and you've got to maintain that 0.05%. Otherwise, it gets too sloppy.
Now, we've talked about this, Morton, haven't we? On when we were youths, and we'd go to the footy, and the reserve grade used to play before the first grade, and then the reserves would be sitting on the fucking ground. They didn't even give them a chair, and they'd be drinking beers and eating pies, and then they'd get called up smoking cigarettes.
It's just, you're more relaxed, and you play better when you're relaxed. You're more confident, you try things more.
I remember fucking Tony Rampling gave me a cigarette, said, hold this kid, and ran onto the field.
I remember I held Steve Folks's beer while him and Chris Anderson, both
Pashed?
Kangaroos, very good, and both premiership winning coaches, And they were coming back in reserves that week, and they were knocking off a case at Lidcombe between them. And I held Steve Folkes' beers while they signed my shit.
That's could you?
So they know, and they're all great players.
If that should happen now,
this is why
they need to do it.
This
mate.
Is why we need time machines because the world is fucked.
The world is so fucking woke.
We're gone.
Fuck you, world.
Yeah, I mean, fuck if Adam Elliott has to sit on a bench for 65 minutes,
yeah.
he should be allowed as a minimum to drink, if not pull a few cones.
Yeah.
Whoa, well, that could go either
snow
way.
Snow cones. A little bit of fucking crack on top. All right, let's make it interesting.
I know if you give Bobblehead Brooks just a little bit of alcohol, he's going to get out there. He's going to forget about all the shit banging that he's been getting all week, and he's going to have a bit of fun again.
He's going to start crying.
And there's a problem, too.
I love you, man.
Because his head is 38% of his body weight. Yeah. You get like a couple of beers into that body, and he gets all discombobulated. Bobulated, he's fallen over. He's like that duck that goes into drinks all the time. Yeah. Just that bobbing shit.
I just want to dance. Mm.
That's my balls out. Good on you.
Yeah, great
Finn.
Balls out.
Ooh, scarred
ooh,
the wood.
Ooh. Yep. Mr. Captain.
Thank you. Flop. I'll do a really quick balls out because I told him I would. Reg from Coogee.
Oh. Yeah.
He was out today. I think he's 88. He was out with his carer. There was a whole bunch of them. They were actually at Bronte, and they were just sitting at the surf.
Mm.
And I'm walking past with Mrs. Paragon. I said, and he just looked like a good guy, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, how you doing, mate? And he said, his response was, you look great, and so does your lady. I'm like, so I stopped for a chat. Mm. Reg is now our rusted-on listener.
Oh, beautiful. Reg. Welcome.
And he was just,
good man.
I mean, he was just happy to be out there in the sun.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Love Bronte. Your work, Reg.
I love it.
Didn't know what a podcast was.
Mm.
But anyway.
Like many of our listeners.
Flop. I was going to the flop.
Go on.
The NRL are investigating having the first game of next season in Los Angeles, Manly versus Souths, with
what?
Russell Crowe and Hugh Jackman, Souths Manly supporters, at a 22,000-seat soccer stadium in Los Angeles. Fucking stop. Just stop with this shit. Go play a game in Perth or in Tasmania, LA, some Mickey Mouse fucking soccer ground. No one cares.
If they're going to follow through with it, if they're going to follow...
Flop.
Back up. Go on.
If they're going to follow through with it and really pump it, not just have one game, if they're going to really advertise it and get it through there, because... It's a fucking great game, and there's already YouTube clips out there with Americans going bullshit about the big hits that are happening.
It's just going to take over, isn't it?
But
well, no, it won't take over. But I mean, when you got the star power of Hugh Jackman,
how many times? If we need the star power of an actor,
and
that's
Russell Crowe,
fuck him, he's a washed up.
He's dead. He'll be dead by first round. 30-odd-foot
of grunt.
Yeah,
let's not forget them.
It's like Fat Santa.
Listen. You're being very negative here.
Yes, that's a flop. What do you want? Just stop it with the America shit. Stop it.
They're not saying
it. If they were committed, they'd get SoFi Stadium, where the Super Bowl was, and say, right, let's pack 80,000 in there. If you really thought it was something,
that'd be good.
You know what shits me when you speak to people overseas and you talk about rugby league and they're like, oh, yeah, that's that rugby game. Mm. It's always rugby union.
Mm. Yeah.
They always think rugby league's rugby union.
Yeah, it's got to get rid of the union.
What about China? Go to China.
Oh, yeah.
Not to China.
Go to Solomon Islands. You don't have to go to China.
Well. Better get there quick, what I'm hearing.
If they push it and they advertise it and they keep it going, good luck to them. But I don't think they will, so it'll be a waste of money.
If the NRL had brought the Solomon Islands in under their wing, like Fiji and Samoa, the whole geopolitical fucking activity in the Pacific today would be different. Because
that's
China
correct.
Would come over and they would try and build up these defence links and the Solomon Islands would say... Do you play rugby league?
Yeah.
I said, no, and that would be the end of it.
Send your best guys. All right.
I just got a quick flop.
I've heard that about you.
And this round really highlighted the fact that the top teams are getting the rub of the green. I really think
100%.
So. We'll get to the Dogs Rabbits game, the fucking the Panthers.
Please.
No, we'll get to it.
Shut up.
We'll get to it. All right.
You didn't get enough restarts?
The 50-50 decisions.
You're going to fucking hold down all game.
Let's go.
Yeah, you got 7 in the first half. Did you need more?
Because you guys can't play.
Did you need
I
more?
Shouldn't have mentioned
fucking
that.
Fucking idiot.
Fuck that, Ray. And a sin bin. For what? Your guy hold our guy's arm.
Well, no, can we have it? Can we have a few rounds where the 50-50 calls always go to the bottom eight
they
team?
Should.
It's like a tax type system. Yes. So like, I'd like to see the scores then. Like just Preach. Maybe two rounds where the bottom eight, if it's a 50-50 and they don't really know, if there's any doubt, just give it to the bottom eight.
Social
team.
Justice and equity round.
Yes, there That's you go.
Mouthful, isn't it?
You would have been on board.
What it is. Ghetto round.
Couldn't be any worse than our multicultural round.
Ghetto round.
That guy went to Europe once.
Let's just call it ghetto round, all right?
You got any balls out of flops, Floyd?
I don't know. That ball's out of Cookie. He's back. That guy. He is back. 3 tries.
All right, well, let's do it. South 36, Dog 16. Dogs are up 6-0 after half an hour, and then in 10 minutes, while Marshall King was in the bin, South scored 3 tries.
What a terrible sin bin.
Burns and Patolo both got game-ending injuries, and in the entire 10 minutes Marshall King was in the bin, the Dogs didn't touch the ball once.
Yep.
It's fucking wild. So it went from 6-0. Now, honestly, if you're an impartial watching that Good Friday, because it was a really good vibe, right? Like, it was decent.
There were 30,000 people.
And then the Dogs were putting up a bit of a show, like after half an hour, 6-0, and you're thinking, oh, there might be a game here. That sin bin just destroyed it.
It fucking
over.
Ruined the game, mate.
Okay, but what led to it, man? I was there, and he's just 6 again. They just kept flaunting the rules and holding onto the ball, and he warned him. He gave him 3 warnings. What's he fucking supposed to do?
Not be a cunt?
I don't
well,
know.
Well, who? Marshall King? It's not any.
I don't know. I don't think it should have been a sin bin, and that like
they warned
there's
him,
so many games where that happens.
You warned him. When did you become this fucking little officious rules conscious?
Yeah. But the rules are the rules. The rules are the rules. You can't follow the rules, no. Then I've got no use for it.
Fuck the rules. That rule's shit anyway. That's just a Volandis rule.
Just yeah,
bullshit. Rules made by people who don't even understand the game.
Whatever it was, I just for the sake of the game, they need to change
game.
It up.
Do you know how many people turned off at halftime who would have been watching that game, just casual viewers, because of that one incident? Like, seriously, man, it's got to be just a joke. What, the 6 or 7 restarts in a half weren't enough punishment? Like,
yep.
But they kept doing it, though.
You
were
playing rugby union. You had the ball forever. Like, what the fuck?
What do you want me to say?
Well, it's not really attacking you.
Okay, it feels like it.
Did you give him the match ball, the ref?
Huh?
Did ref get the match ball?
Now, our team's going into the game, the shit team's going into the game thinking we got to slow the ruck down. This is a really good team and they're staying longer. Or is the ref getting out there going, the shit teams are going to try and slow the ruck down
but
to try and compete?
That's always been part of the game.
Yeah, so it's just...
They're trying to get rid of it.
For who? For the casual viewer who never watches...
You're telling me Souths weren't slowing the ruck down?
That's well, they didn't lose a man in the bin, did they?
That's the point.
I mean, the ref was applying
so we go back to the original premise, which is the shit teams get hammered.
Well, because they break the rules, that's why.
The shit teams... Yeah, but a rule which just got invented by a fucking dickhead 2 years ago.
Doesn't matter. It's still a fucking rule.
A guy who runs racing, who just went, oh, it's got to be quicker.
Doesn't matter. What you're saying is it doesn't.
It
it's
totally
unimportant.
Matters.
It's the rule is there.
The whole fabric of the game's gone. The ruck area.
Well, that's
just
a different conversation. Is that what we want to discuss?
Fabric.
We got the sewing machine.
Yeah, because the room's full of it. South fucking capitalised on that.
They did,
and they did really well.
Do you think they're a little bit off from last year? Though they're not. They're not the team from.
Can
last
I tell
year.
You? We bombed 5 tries. We crossed fucking. 5 times that were disallowed.
Yeah.
So, you
That's
know,
because the
ref should have
got
been
in the
60.
Way while he was trying to suck different players' dicks.
Oh, my God. You're a really sore loser. You know that.
No, I'm a very constant loser. What is Josh Jackson's head made out of?
He should have gone off, right?
But what is his head made out of? Like, that guy was
slag.
Did you see him in the presser? He had fucking blood dripping down his head in the presser.
He is hard as nails, man.
That's what they should be sending to LA, the presser.
He's a machine.
Because there's one where Cam Murray's ears fucking hanging off.
I've seen
send those over to a compilation of those.
I've seen over the years Josh Jackson have two or three head clashes, and it's always the same. The other guy is dead.
Yeah, and he does. It's just
and
normal.
He just keeps running.
But with the new HIA rules, right, they've got an independent doctor. Mm. The other guy goes off in a fucking Medicab, right? Yeah.
He didn't. I know what you're saying.
Josh Jackson.
But he didn't look. He didn't look affected.
He didn't. He didn't look affected at all. Came back half time.
Here's the thing.
After half time,
does that decision get influenced by the fact at that time, in that little 2 or 3 minute period, we lost two players? So is it legit what's going on with these? Because if we lost Jackson, we were down to one bench player for the last 45 minutes.
But that
minutes
was an accident, right?
It's a complete accident. But I'm saying, does that come into the considerations? Not officially, but...
Yeah, 18th man can go on then.
Yeah. Before this game, there were some atrocities. Because I decided to watch Channel 9.
Right.
And I sent you a photo, Mr. Floyd, of the end of days, which was Cam Smith...
Oh, yeah.
Sitting in the middle of the burrow. What do you think of that?
Oh, that's disgusting, man.
What was he doing there?
He must have had like 20 security guys with him.
Flogging his dog.
Being a man of the people.
He's not welcome there.
No way.
They welcomed him. They welcomed him.
Well, I wasn't there.
Now, is that worse?
I would have called him.
Is that worse than Sonny Bill Williams?
I saw him there, yeah.
Fondly reminiscing about his days at the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You can't do that.
Mate, absolute toxic poison. And he's talking about the good old days at Belmore.
Yeah.
No one wants to fucking know you at Belmore. Mm. Don't even pretend it.
Yeah, I saw him there. I thought, what the fuck? How is he promoting the Bulldogs and how are they letting it happen?
Willie Mason did this promo. It was actually really good. He was out at Belmore. He did this whole thing. It was decent. Mm. And then Sonny Bill comes off the back of it. Talking about the good old days, we're like when you ran away.
Yeah. You left us in a lurch.
The team that gave you a start in the middle of a season. Good on you, mate. Yeah, well done. I just thought it was a shame because it actually had a really good vibe. It was a good day and it could have been a half decent game.
Half time of the shot. Sin bin just
dead,
fucking
gone. See you later.
Yeah.
I parked at P4, I think.
So you did go to the game?
Yeah, I went to. Yeah.
Oh. You don't sit in the borough, do you? You're not
people's. No, I sit next to the tunnel, mate.
I was
between the 40 and the 50.
You throw shit there, or
no.
You know who I like watching?
I throw good vibes.
Liam Knight, mate.
He had a good game.
He's just interesting. He looks like something out of Parramatta River. Someone's just caught this fucking toxic fish out of Parramatta River, and you'd throw him back for sure.
Straight back.
And he's just, I just love, like, he makes a mistake. He does something good. It's just so exciting to watch.
Yeah.
Liam Knight play. And thank God he's not playing with the Raiders, but it's just good that he's with another team. But, oh, my God. And the Dogs, mate, what are you going to do about them?
Not a whole lot.
Relegate.
You got to wait till next year now. You get, what, maybe one or two more players?
Well, we got Kickow and we got Reed Marnie coming.
That'll help.
The RSPCA should manage them.
Nah. Oh, Marshall King's been good this year. Credit with credits. He's improved a lot this year.
You need a fullback?
Yeah.
Burton's Duffy, bombs, man. Duffy played all right.
Well, Burton's trying to do everything.
Burton's bombs, man. You should have seen how fucking high they went.
The first one was wild.
Yeah.
The very first one he hit, which, what's your young fullback?
Taff.
I don't blame him, but he missed it by 10 metres.
Yeah.
That thing was just, it was wobbling like Ray Carney after five hooting. It was everywhere. But Burton's problem is he's trying to be a distributor, a ball runner, a kicker, because we got nothing else, right?
And so with Reed Marnie and kicker, if you got a decent...
Marnie as well. Wow.
If you put fucking...
Who cares? It's next year. It's a mile.
If you put Addo Carr at fullback, I think you got a side there.
Mm.
That's what they signed him as, a fullback, right?
He's not a fullback. He's just not a fullback.
And balls out to fucking Taff. He was good, man. I rang up SEN on the way home, 1170 SEN. I was talking to our Noddy and Spud.
So you got through?
Yeah, they got through. Got straight through.
Is it easy, is it, to get through?
I think so.
Why do you think that is?
They said, anyone coming home from the game, give us a call. I called them. And they said, Larry, how you going? We had a little chat. And they said, what do you want to talk about? I said, we need to find a way to keep Taff on the field when Latrell comes back. And so we all talked about it, and then Noddy was saying, well, look, Latrell's got to go to left centre. Ooh. Get Tane Milne out, which has been good. Latrell left centre and Taff. That's a fucking elite that's not team, too bad. Man. That's elite.
I wouldn't say
that. Said you're paying him fullback money and he needs more touches than he'd get at centre. I said, look, Jack Gibson said, get your best 13 on the fucking on the park and let them sort themselves out.
You like that?
Yeah. Spud liked it, I'll tell you that.
Good luck. Good luck. Round, round, fuck around, I fuck around. Yeah, fuck around, round, round, I fuck around. I fuck around.
Fucking up and down this fucking street. I gotta find a fucking place where the fuckheads meet.
Talking about bombs and Burden's bombs, I reckon we should do like a promo thing for Balls Out No Flops. Like people should send in recordings of them putting up a bomb in obscure places.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you're on holidays in Italy in the Colosseum, just fucking put one up.
And put one up
and record it.
So you're taking your football on holidays anyway. Yeah, just take it in your luggage.
You know, but, I don't understand, you'd
get a case of beer from us.
COVID ward at your local hospital. Just put one up.
Yeah, just record it. Put it up.
Put up a bomb. Yeah. Okay, put up a bomb. But Balls Out, no flops. The winner gets a case of beer. Send us a video. Put it on our socials.
King Street, Newtown. Just walking down the street. Put That's up a bomb. Right.
Put up a bomb.
Put it up.
Bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bronte
Where's
Beach.
That corner you said he's going to die?
Essendon Road and Parramatta.
Yeah.
Yeah, put up a bomb.
He was right on the
I was there today.
Put up a bomb.
Put up a bomb. Might save a life. Penrith 40, Broncos 12. And just stop making me watch the Broncos.
Stop making me watch fucking Penrith.
Prime time.
7 tries to 2. Penrith have won 20 games straight at home.
This
fortress.
Yeah.
This game had
That's insane.
Slaps, hair pulls, cat calls, blue eyes, tampon fell out for crying out loud. I was going to say something about women's menstrual cycles, but I didn't because that's not a laughing matter, period. But.
Welcome to George Burns over here.
Oh, mother-in-law joke's coming. But, got to be mother-in-law joke coming.
What did George Burns say? He said, I was alive when the Dead Sea was only sick.
Tell that lady in England, they always show her tombstone. We're talking about it today, you know, and it just says, I told you I was sick.
Yeah.
Good for her.
But it was a weird game, wasn't it? It was just, I don't know.
Not an event, that's what it was.
Penrith are fucking just, like, I hate them. I
do too.
The personality of the team, the arrogance of that youth, and they're just such fuckwits. Yep. I mean, they're a great football team, but it's a team of fuckwits. I just can't get behind them.
That's right.
You know, that's my problem.
Is it because they're winning?
No, it's not because they're winning. It's because remember what they did to your boy? What was it?
And that happened again this week.
Yeah.
But yeah. And the good reaction finally we got from that stupid play. But, yeah, they're brats.
Yeah.
They're brats.
They're a bunch of spoilt Mount Druitt brats.
Dylan Edwards and Cleary, I think they carry themselves
back. Are you saying the white people?
No, I think Luai's the ringleader. Luai's the ringleader.
Absolutely. He's the ringleader of bullshit. No, apparently the Proven Summons trophy was seen outside a wrecked fibro house up on blocks. At Mount Druitt. So, you know, if anyone sees it, put up a bomb.
Tony Stagg, is he good enough to play Origin for New South Wales?
Oh, mate, he's my special boy. I'm throwing him in.
He's good, huh?
He's fucking great.
He's a gun, mate. He's just single-handedly got all the points for the Broncos this year.
And he's from New South Wales.
Yeah.
Look out.
Surely Penrith would have been like, we're gonna have to fucking put two men on him. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. And he still fucking got through.
Put him in a good team. Shit.
Yeah.
Like, he's a good player. Dylan Edwards is killing me this year.
He's good.
Like,
I like.
I didn't think he was as good. He's really doing well. He's averaging like 240 metres a game. Not bad.
But behind that forward pack, man, that's fucking Fisher-Paykel.
He's a beast.
He rolls forward.
Well done, Penrith, but stop it with the bullshit. Next game?
Yeah.
Manly, 26. Titans, 18. This was goal-kicking, man. Just four tries each, and Toby Sexton can't kick for shit.
No.
Like, otherwise.
Which is ironic, because isn't the Sexton, like, a delicate instrument for measuring accuracy.
Mm. Yes.
The irony is just overwhelming.
He's usually a good kicker, isn't he? He must be.
I don't think usually he's not a first grade footballer.
Yeah. He's got sex in his name. He looks like he's fucking from the dog pound. Not the good dog pound either. The one out back.
Flanagan in commentary. I know we keep bringing it up. It's like being cornered by the most boring guy at the pub or work. I find myself making up fucking That's excuses. True. Yep. To get away from listening to him at home, I go down and fucking do groceries during the game. I don't want to hurt his feelings by turning the TV off, but fuck me, he bores the shit out of me.
But can they get him one week to interview? Enough. Can he interview Griffin after a Saints game so I can record it for those nights I can't sleep? Because you put that shit on for 10 seconds and you're gone.
That's a yarn. It'd be a country yarn, mate.
After the third tackle came the fourth tackle, then the fifth, and then we kicked to the corner. That's what we do. We kick to the corner. Then on Monday, we start the injection cycle.
Yeah. It's going to rain, I reckon.
Big crowd out there, man, for Manly Titans, 16,000. I haven't seen Brookvale that packed in ages.
Oh, it's all new, isn't it?
All new. Opening game was Bulldogs, and it pissed.
Yeah.
And they got that new stand. It was a good crowd there.
Was the garbage truck there?
No, they didn't have room.
Nah. Yeah.
They had to put it out the back.
Didn't have room for the Cherry Evans garbage truck.
He's pretty much the form player in the comp last 3 or 4 weeks.
He's been good.
He's great. He's got a long neck. He's got the fucking small head. You know what would be good? Wayne Bartram hair wig on his head.
Wayne Bartram.
Just the sort of, it's because he's disproportionate, man. He's got fucking, his eyes are too small. His neck's huge. Put that Wayne Bartram hair on his head, mate. It would be, I reckon his playing would just go up 10% at least.
It's worth a try for 10% increase.
Even Wayne Bartram.
He had great hair. Do you remember his hair?
I do.
Shammy?
He played Origin too. No, I'm more of a, I think the best hair in that era was Barnhill.
Well, lack of hair.
Yeah, the horseshoe. They had the classic horseshoe.
Classic horseshoe.
It was
he had the exact opposite of what every footballer has now. He only had hair on the sides.
Yeah, that's right. I like the horseshoe. That's good fucking domestic violence haircut, that one.
You better like it, mate.
you talking?
I'm not going to get a horseshoe. I've got more the...
You got the fucking fryer tuck. That's what you got back there.
Is it time to talk for feeder?
Yeah.
He scores his try every week. The same try.
Yeah.
It's a great try.
It's a very good try.
And then... Yep.
Beast moan.
Then switches off.
Nothing else. Like, Titans are 2-4. They're going down the tube here.
Maybe the juju man.
Do you remember the start of last year, everyone was picking the Titans for the 8?
Yes.
And now we've got the same team this year, and they're still shit.
What's going on there? It's like they can't fucking...
tackle. They can't tackle.
Yeah.
They don't want to tackle.
No, they can score tries, but
is it just like
little else?
Like being born into the ghetto or something where you just cannot escape. These teams will never be good ever again.
That uniform doesn't help. That's sky blue shit.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's meant to be the ocean, and the yellow is the sand.
No one wants a pleasant uniform.
Mm. What colour would you have it?
Fucking black with a couple of balls hanging off it. And a fucking shiv.
Silver?
Silver.
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 All silver.
Yeah, I like that. Because they'd reflect in the opposition's eyes,
yeah,
right?
They would, yeah. Sunday Arvo.
They'd look like 1950s spacemen.
And they all have to put that black shit under their eyes.
Yeah.
And the old school 70s shit.
And the trainer runs behind them with smoke bombs. And they just to sort of add to the theatre.
Oh, wow, that's...
Why can't they wear a camouflage, like just camouflage uniform?
Because no one would see them.
That's good. You won't get tackled.
I don't think it's good for TV, though. Moving on.
Manly all right, eh?
Yeah.
One of the better games this weekend coming up is Manly Sharks. That'll be decent.
That'll be good.
Without Turbo. So they're going all right.
Yeah, that's a sign of they've developed, they've improved, right? Yep. They've improved because they're okay without Turbo. Last year, they couldn't find their own ass to scratch it without Turbo. Are we keeping you up, Larry?
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Would you like a break or another game?
How many games we done? What time is it? Mom.
Storm 34, Sharks are 18.
Yeah.
Storm are 5-1. They're coming second. The Sharks are 4-2. They're coming third. 5 tries to 3. This was a good game.
My flop goes to the Storm because they fucking target a player every game and put him out.
Make him yawn.
Right? And they did that to Finucane. Fucking Nelson Asofa Solomona, okay, fourth back on the fucking evolution chart. You can pick him out. You can have a look. He's there. He raises his elbow, smacks fucking Finucane in the jaw. In the 7th minute.
Yep.
8 minute, okay. And he's out for the game. And they fucking, Finucane should know this because he would have been told when he was a Storm player, this is what we do. We target them. And they do it every fucking time. You can go back through the history of the Storm games. You'll see one guy that's been knocked out, one of their best players of the opposition being knocked out every fucking time. And Animal Dog Kafusi does the same thing.
Sharks lost by 16, but I thought they played okay. I thought they were all right.
They got some good attack.
And it was a learning process for them, right? They made 2 errors in the whole game, and they still lost by 16.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
Fucking machine, Melbourne.
The Talakai, he's been like one of the best players.
Yeah.
He's a couple of Zingerberger meals off from blowing out completely, though. Like, they've got to really watch him because he's on the cusp of just becoming a fat bastard.
Yeah, they should be tracking him the whole cusp. Way. He pulls in all Portos.
He ate the cusp.
He's done. They've got to have people 24 hours watching and make sure because he's
interesting. He's in interview trouble. With him, though. Did you see the interview with him?
Was he eating Zinger?
Yeah, he was. He just had a bucket. He was sitting on a bucket of KFC just pulling out drumsticks. No, he was saying when he was at Souths, he said, I was playing with Sam Burgess and Greg Inglis, and I thought I was deserved to be there. I thought I was as good as them. And he said I was just really arrogant and really stupid. And they just ripped up my contract because I was real arrogant little prick.
Ah, okay.
He said, so I went away, got myself together, got my thoughts together, did a few odd jobs, was garbage man, got his shit together, and got picked up by the Sharks, and now is the form centre of the competition.
He's one of the best players so far.
He's the form centre of the competition.
Yeah, I'd say him and Moses. Positions. Him and Moses Sully.
Yeah, Sully's fucking.
He's always been.
I noticed that last week when I watched him live, man. He fucking
bends the line, man.
Yeah, but he every meter he fights for every single meter. Yeah. He really scraps.
Yeah.
Mm. Going back to the
I like him
HIA concussion shit there. Getting rid of the wobbly legs out of the game.
Yeah.
And it's fucking makes me sick. Yeah. I love the wobbly leg. That's like, mate, even my mum, when I used to watch footy with my mum, she'd be like up out of her couch going, oh, look at him. He's wobbling around. It's the best part of the game.
Yeah, like, the wobbly boot.
Taking all the entertainment out, aren't they?
You know, they should at least do like the concussion tests on the sideline, like, you know, walk straight line and do something so the crowd can at least see the wobbly leg again.
Yeah.
Why not?
I thought of an idea. When they were taking that Bulldogs player off on the Medicab, they should have made him drive.
Yes.
Make him fucking drive. So let's see how concussed you are.
And so if you can get this back and park it there, you can go back on.
He's got to reverse park it between the cheerleaders. If he can do that, back on, baby.
You can reverse park between 2 cheerleaders. All power to you.
I thought you'd like that.
And if you stay down, you're immediately off. I'm sick of these players fucking staying down. If you stay down, you're injured. You need to go off. You need to do a concussion test. If you're holding your head and you stay down, you're off.
That stops it straight away.
Yeah. It stops it straight away.
Oh, those crusher tackles. Stop it with that shit. They kill me. The guy.
Well, some Cronulla guy got crushed fucking hardcore, though. I think it was the fullback.
Did you Kennedy. See?
His head nearly came out the fucking back of him.
Did you see the one in England?
Will Kennedy.
The one, we'll watch it later. You've got to watch it. Look it up. It was like wrestling from the fucking top rope. This guy just had his head in like a DDT position and just snapped him.
Pile driver.
Ah, oh, it's crazy. We had a few messages from Big Chiefy as well from Port Macquarie, and he's like us, absolutely fed up with the stupid crusher tackles and all sorts of stuff. So we hear you, brother.
Bullshit.
We hear you. It is. It's fucking terrible, mate. The game, like, and everyone, like, the game that I loved was you'd stand up and you'd keep battling on. Now it's turned into soccer and they're staying down and they're holding stuff.
The attrition is being taken out of the game.
It's just terrible.
And what about talking about freaking lying down and Pappenhausen gets injured on that tackle where Cam McGuinness just swings him around? He got injured, right? Yeah. Like, he's. And they give a penalty.
Yeah, that's the...
And put him on report.
That's ridiculous.
Like the report just got flicked, right?
Yeah.
What was the penalty for?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he got hurt.
For slamming him on the ground.
It's just freaking ridiculous. Yeah. Like, he just swung him around, his ankle got caught under. That happens.
Oh, yes, that's right. They said it was...
nothing to do with his head, nothing. You just
one of those fucking leg drop things.
No.
And look, Cam McInnes looks like an 18th century gravedigger. Okay?
Yeah,
and
he does.
You don't fuck with it, 18th century gravedigger.
He's got some ghouls following him around at night, mate. Yeah. is it too
you
early?
You look chilled to the bone, sir.
Is it too young early? Too early to start talking about Aidan Tolman as an immortal? Sorry, mate. I missed it a couple of weeks
too
ago.
Early.
I missed it. He scored a try in his 300th game. What a player!
Maybe it's too late.
Do you remember last year? The year before he scored a try.
Aidan Tolman, immortal. Write that down. That's going
in. Yeah, last year for the Sharks, he scored a try. And they said it's his first try since 2014. Wait for it. And his first line break.
Yeah, that's right. I remember
that. He's got immortal written all over him.
I dispute the try he scored last year was a line break. He just fell over the line. He didn't break the line.
Yeah.
He just fell over the line.
Yeah.
So I still dispute that he's ever had a line break.
Fucking hell. Since 2014.
Coming for you, Tolman.
Immortal. Aidan Tolman. Immortal. Has a ring to it.
I think so. We've got to talk about it at least.
Tolman.
It's the least we can do.
Yeah, it's a conversation we need to be having.
So what would we make of Cronulla being put through the Melbourne ringer here? Because I think Cronulla have a bit of a... I think they're decent. What do you think?
Yeah, I like them. What was the score?
They lost by 16. So 34-18. It was 5 tries to 3.
They put 18 on
that
the score.
Munster try killed him. That Munster solo try.
Fucking like, how good's Munster?
Mate, we're watching it right on the biggest television I've ever seen in my life at my brother-in-law's. Long time listener.
Hello, brother. What's his name?
Ricardo Paragon.
Ricardo.
Oh, Ricardo Paragon. I like that.
You took your wife's name, did you?
No, he took my name.
Oh.
Yeah, it's weird.
This is all fucking incestuous.
Anyway, and we're talking about Munster, in the room, there's a whole bunch of blokes in the room, and we're all talking about how he was universally hated in the room.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, there has to be one prick in the room, and it's normally me. And
it's
I said,
you,
yeah, but if your team signed him, they'd be like, oh, well, that'd be different. But he's got that dad body.
Oh, yeah.
But no one can throw him on the ground. No one can tackle this guy. He doesn't look strong.
He doesn't look fast. What is it?
But that try, he was just throwing guys away, running like...
He's got that 80s sort of power. That
80s power.
Wally Lewis.
Hairy leg power, mate.
I'll tell you. Wally Lewis, I'm not saying he's a good player, but Wally, in what we're talking about, that's a good comparison. Wally Lewis didn't look like an athlete.
No.
But he did the same kind of thing, right? He just like bumped blokes off.
He had good Barnhill hair as well, Wally Lewis.
And you're looking at Wally Lewis back in the day.
I'm coming for you, Wally. I'm coming for your hair.
You look at him back in the day, like, how is he doing this? These guys are bigger, fitter, stronger. And that's Munster, right?
Yeah.
Core strength.
Yeah.
And steroids.
What's this shit with Munster? You know, like 7 clubs chasing him, blah, 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 right? He can't even leave till the first time he could play for another club is 2024.
Really?
They've got him for next year.
But the contract's damaged.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like,
he's going to Dolphins.
But it's getting ridiculous now.
He'll be at Dolphins. Everyone knows he's
a
Dolphins.
Talking about where this guy's going in 2 seasons.
Yeah, that's terrible.
What the fuck?
He'll be there next year. Dolphins start next year, right?
Yep.
Pro sport, we are out on our own in pro sports, the NRL, the way, like, oh, let's work out where you're going to play in 6 to 5 years' time.
Yeah.
Like, it's getting stupid.
Yep.
Blokes running around for one team, you know they're coming to your team the next year. It's ridiculous.
Usually
man.
That stuff derails the team, but unfortunately, in this case, it's made him play even better.
It's railed them.
I would scrap all that instead, seriously, about round 10, I'd say, bing, 2 week transfer window. You want to do
I'd
it?
Love that. You know what? And I also
rejig your team a little bit.
Yeah.
Play a swap.
They used to have that, though.
Do it for real, man.
They used to have the June transfer window, and I fucking loved it.
Do you know how interesting a real transfer window is? Like, if you've got a team who's contending, you've got teams who, say, the Titans who thought they were going to contend, and they're like, right, we're shit, so let's offload someone.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, they start floating like a, hey, anyone want to have a look at a Fifita?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of, like, that's interesting shit, right?
Yeah.
But this, like, where's Cam Munster going to play in 2024?
It's horrible.
He'll be a Dolphin next year. You know what? If you grew a fucking big bushy porn mo, you'd look a bit like Cam Munster.
I had bushy porn mo up to a couple of days ago.
Really?
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, he's got that look.
Is he?
I don't know. All white people look the same to me. But I think you got that.
He's a good looking man, isn't he?
Yeah, well.
Okay, Wade Graham should be back for the Sharks soon.
I forgot about him too. Totally forgot about Wade Graham.
Sorry, that's what I was going to get at. Everyone's blown their load a little bit too soon with the Sharks.
No, everyone. Hasn't. It's me.
Everyone has. Everyone's got them in their top four.
I think they're all right,
but they're not fucking. They blew their load over the Dragons. They're fucking. Everyone's just Dragons. All of us. Yeah. Everyone is like just picking like these teams and going, oh, they're going to go really,
prepare
really
for
well.
My loot.
The Sharks, I think the Sharks are still hovering around that eighth position. They've just strung a few good games together.
I think the Sharks are on a level with South.
Top four?
Yeah, South, Para, Sharks, nah, all the same.
7-8.
And the Roosters. No. I think they're all on the same level.
No.
They'll just sort themselves into four. I think, you know, top two will be Penrith and Melbourne, obviously. Yeah,
top four, Penrith, Melbourne.
Yeah, and then you got Manly, you got South, you got the Roosters, you got Cronulla. They're all going to be sniffing around there. Eels.
I haven't blown my load. It takes me forever, man.
Yeah, look, they had a lot
of things going on down there. All right?
They hadn't played good teams, and they played the Storm. Now they got Manly this week, and we'll definitely know.
We'll know, yeah.
We'll know.
Magazine, they'll take commentary in the Saturday Review, and let's see, Newsweek. I'll grab one of these. Take them all.
$50, $1.25. Hey, Ralph, how much is a copy of Orgasm?
Just put them in a bag, will you?
What?
Orgasm. This man wants to buy a copy. How much is it?
Doing a sociological study on perversion. I'm up to advanced child molesting.
I was laughing in that. All right. So, there you go. So we're going straight to emails.
We need to hire a bored guy, I reckon. You're not cutting it.
I'm fucking bored, don't worry.
He's doing a great job. It's the best he's ever been at anything.
I am sensing rancor from you.
Rancor?
Why do you say rancor? There's no E at the end. It's rancor. And I am sensing it.
Yeah. More than usual.
More than usual.
More than usual.
Read the email.
Yeah. Well.
You get to put another song on now.
Thanks to our emailers. Much appreciated. Bit worried about the Earl.
He's all right.
He's all right.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's fine.
We've got a lot of stuff happening on the socials.
He's chasing the cheddar. You know, that big fucking cheddar where they roll the cheese down that hill.
Fuck, I'd love to do that.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, if I wouldn't chase a cheddar, I'd just take blokes out the back. Just bang, bang.
Be the first time taking blokes out the back.
Making me horny. I wouldn't mind a bit of a update about rivalry round from our British correspondent.
Yes.
Mm.
We'll get to that later.
All right, so we've got an email here from a new emailer called Gavin R, 1975.
Bang.
Ooh.
That's a very good year for rugby league.
Bad year for the Labor Party.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yep.
not to politicise. But, you know,
yeah.
If fucking Morrison gets in again, I'm just setting fire to this fucking joint. Forget put up the bomb.
Boy, stop right there.
I've had half a beer, so stop me. Hi, gents. Rugby league needs more collective nouns. I'll go first. A confusion of captains. You can guess which club. Cheers, Gavin. Sent from his iPhone.
Thanks, Gavin.
It's definitely, yeah. The Tigers have got that.
Yeah, but I think Gavin might have gone off a bit prematurely.
What have you got? Well, it's a collective noun for a bunch of referees.
Cluster.
Fucking
what? That's a cluster, isn't it?
I'm so done with the refs. I can't fucking handle it.
What are you going to do? They're the best.
How about no ref?
There's a few new refs in the game. Have you noticed? There was one guy that looked like Clark Kent. He's fucking.
Yeah.
What a superhero. Ref by day.
Yeah.
Saving few people at night. That's crazy. There was a blood nut as well, ref. There was a blood nut ref.
Yeah, he's got.
What do you call that?
So many things.
Can you give me a few starters? What else? What other collective nouns do we have?
A group of rooster supporters.
Oh, well. That's
a gaggle.
A cluck to fuck.
What do you call a group of people sitting in the burrow, Ray Carney?
An Einstein of burrowers.
One word and in need of dental work.
Because the fucking bulldog supporters are also
highly evolved. Just. Apes. Specimens.
All of old apes.
Specimen.
Like we all are. Should we do the next game?
Yep.
Roosters 24, 22, Warriors 14.
Warriors got fucked here, I reckon.
This is another one.
Yeah.
It happened the whole round, man.
I agree with this ref call. Or with
the Broncos Penrith game. Yeah. Mm. Of course, yeah. This is how it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of it. Brenton Speed commentating. He's like the fucking Optus Vision era of rugby league, you know. I just feel like that. You remember the Optus Vision era? The Raiders had that really dark green sort of black jersey. I hated that era.
He's like a fucking turn of the century baseball commentator.
It's like a guy.
He has the ball. He's a tackle on the 40. Yes.
Where are they finding these commentators? I think they're worse and worse, man.
Yeah.
We should be commentating the football. Channel 9, Foxtel, if you need our services, contact us.
No, you need them. It's just if you got the balls for
If you got the balls for our services.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Sort your shit out.
We will change nothing. Our contracts specifically state that we can use language of our choosing. Nothing politically correct.
How good would that be?
And we could put us on a special channel, and only people that want to tune in.
At this point, I want to go back to that one where you can hit the red button and you just got crowd noise.
Yeah, that was good. Because I love that.
It's just so fucked.
Yeah.
And talking about crowd noise, at that Melbourne game, there was obviously some Storm spectator right near the effects mic. He was just...
Like, yeah.
If you're really bored, go back and watch the game.
Oh, that's great.
He was just punching out some old-time classics. Profanity-laden old-time classics. A bit repetitive, mate, but still, I was listening to you more than whatever dumb fuck was commentating that game. What's wrong with Warren Smith? Why can't he commentate? More.
He does one game a week.
What happened? Now.
He used to be the guy.
He was the golden boy at Fox.
What happened?
Apparently there was a falling out.
I'll tell you who's good. Maroon and Triple M radio.
Oh, you met Maroon.
I met him. He's a good man. Casino. He's a good man. He talked to Jimmy the Hand on the phone.
Hey, now I met the other day. Brave.
Oh, really?
Did he sign you?
Did you talk to him?
Yeah.
You talked to him?
Yeah.
You approach him?
Yeah.
And what'd you say?
Oh, fuck it.
Talked about the dog's days.
Oh, right.
Ah, okay. Did he talk to you, or was he making up excuses to leave?
No, he was making up excuses. After I said, you know Jonathan Thurston, are you?
No.
Still hold on to that.
Yeah, I fucking hope.
Yeah.
Is Hargraves the last grub of our game?
He's definitely the next Adam Blair, isn't he?
He's yeah. I think it's a dying breed, the grub, because you just it's just this woke culture.
We have to have them.
We have to have them, but we're fucking booting them out of the game, mate.
No, if there's no grubs,
we're getting rid of them.
What's the point?
Yeah, it's grubby league.
Yeah. Remember when we started this podcast a few years ago? We used to have Prick of the Week, and it used to come easy. Now it's
he came
fucking
to get his award one night.
Yeah, a collective noun for a bunch of pricks is a Blair.
Is a Blair. Yeah.
But now it's a JWH.
Yeah. I think he's the last grub.
Yeah, he is. He's pissing the Roosters have always got that grub, though. Adrian Morley was like that, too.
Ah, I liked Adrian Morley.
I know you did. Come That's on. Why I said it. I liked That's him. Why I said it.
He was a good man.
He wasn't a good man.
He was good.
Do you think if Sean Johnson changed his name to Joey Johnson.
Big Johnson.
Do you think he'd be a better player?
Yes.
Yeah.
Joey Johnson, come on.
Mm. I like John Shaunson.
John Shaunson.
If I'm going to be honest. Okay, John.
But yeah,
and I've never liked Cody Nikorima's name.
That's a shit name.
Yeah. That's fucked too. Nikorima. He's got to come up something better
than that. It's like a Japanese fucking camera store or something. Nikorima. What is that?
Can you really challenge for a premiership when you're 5'8 called Chanel?
Yeah.
Like, makes it hard, doesn't it?
Just call yourself Harris Tevita.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Harry.
Yeah, Harry Tevita. You win in the comp.
Harry Vita.
Chanel.
Get rid of Tevita.
What the fuck?
Harry Tata.
Reese Walsh. I don't even like that.
No.
No. And it's
sounds like an apprentice plumber.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a Reese Walsh either.
Ricky Warburton. Well, let's just change everyone's fucking name.
Adam Pompey. Who's he think he is? Adam Pompey.
Adam Pompey.
That's not a rugby league name.
Adam and Pompey don't go together.
Nah.
Yeah. Something else.
Okay.
Caesar Pompey.
Caesar Pompey.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
One of my mates was telling me he just changed.
Caesar Vesuvio.
One of my mates was telling me he just changed barbers or hairdressers. And he had this hairdresser for years. He had a very thick accent, and for about 4 years he had this guy, and he thought he was really cool because he was getting every time he went, this Polish hairdresser say, "I'm giving you a Caesar cut," and he's like, "Cool, Caesar. I like Caesar." This guy retired. He's got a new guy now. He walked in, same thing. And he realised for 4 years he was just saying, "I'm going to give you a scissor cut."
Did he wonder why he didn't look like fucking anyway, Julius Caesar?
Whatever. So we've established for the Warriors, the problem is their names.
Their names, yeah.
Yeah.
What about Adnan Fanua Blake?
He should be Blake Adnan Fanua.
Mm, reverse.
Blake Funny.
You go tell him.
I'll tell him. I'll fucking tell him.
While you're running. They've got the best name in league, but Bunty of Foe.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't
Bunty's
change.
Just, Bunty. Yeah.
That's an old
bang.
That's an old British maid, housemaid's name.
Yeah. Bunty.
Bunty of Foe.
I saw Boyd Cordner in the crowd, and he needs to donate himself to become like a fucking crash tackle dummy.
Bobby
or
Cardinal.
He needs to, for NRL science, he needs to stand there and people need to give him shoulder charges and
crash
test
dummy.
Tackle. Yeah, yeah. That's it. And then just fucking get all the data off him, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
We need the data, boy. And at the we end, need data.
Maybe.
Celebrate him with a Bobby Cardinal Cup played between the fucking biggest meat axes, the two big meat axe teams.
Losers get a scissor cut. I can't believe Kevin Nagama's playing for the Roosters. This just baffles me.
Kenny Norman.
How did he end up there?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like,
did they think he was a new player? They hadn't seen him play before?
I think he just rocked up.
You know what there is?
What's he getting a year? $10? $10 a game?
They're giving him the
pie and coke.
The meat platter.
The meat platter. You know there's talk of Virgo.
Virgo.
For the Roosters.
Well, if I got Kevin Nagama, then Virgo's on the...
That's right. Kenny big talk.
Norman. Well, they paying
big
him
talk.
In.
That'd be unreal.
Oh, it'd be great to have him back.
Oh, snow cones.
As a Rooster, yeah.
Paying him in snow cones.
Did he play for the Roosters a while back?
Yeah, he played for the Roosters. Yeah. Raiders, Rooster, Para.
Sharks.
Raiders, Rooster, Sharks, Para.
And then back to the names. The Roosters on their interchange, they've got like these Depression era motherfuckers, Nat Butcher and Fletcher Baker.
Yeah.
Like a fucking butcher and a baker.
I like that. I like Depression era names.
Yeah.
John Steinbeck.
Ooh, Steinbeck.
Yeah.
Damn you, Steinbeck.
Good hooker name.
Steinbeck would be a great hooker. Yeah. Be really good.
Yeah, we may have strayed a little here. Well, we're doing a game. Right.
Yeah, Roosters 1. 4-2. Warriors 3-3. Well done. Dragons 21, Knights 16. First half was fucked.
Yeah.
Second half, really good.
Got a bit peppery, didn't it?
It was good.
Oh, I thought this game was amazing. I thought it was a great game.
First game, shat.
It was well matched.
Yeah. Back and forth. Yeah, that's what it is. And that just goes with my idea.
Back and forth. Way with the wind.
The top eight, you know, after they play each other once, they need to divide up. Because you get the bottom eight playing each other, it's a great game. You get the top eight playing each other, it's a great game.
Mm.
And this was proof.
But yeah, I was thinking about that the other day, and I like it a lot. But then I was thinking, I've got a top eight team, and they're constantly playing fucking top eight teams. You need some bottom eight teams to play just to fucking get your role.
Yeah, but you know, there's top tiers and bottom tiers in the top eight as well.
The problem is, if the bottom eight teams played each other, there'd be 65 penalties and 18 sin bins in that game.
That's true.
They wouldn't know what to do, the refs. Yeah. Shit. Griffiths, is he just a tight ass? I know this has come up before. He's bought all those fucking players. I've seen him shop at Vinny's, Aldi. He loves Aldi. Yeah. He's a huge Aldi
fan. Make sure he gets his coin back out of the trolley at the end.
Yeah, he brings his own bag as well. He doesn't want to. He's bought all those.
You don't take your own bags?
Mrs. Griffin.
I take my own bags when I remember.
Yeah, I never remember. They're in the. At home, but
I've got my boots fucking full of shopping bags.
Yeah, you don't take.
And I buy one every time I'm fucking there.
It's very eco-friendly.
I know,
boot full of shopping bags.
But he has bought all these players that are just sort of fucking mediocre, man.
Except for Sully,
yeah.
Moses Sully.
We love you, Sully.
I'm behind him. I like him.
No, he's great, but yeah. What about this Ponga mess? I want to ask you guys a question.
Yep,
he met Bennett at a restaurant. What a stupid place to fucking meet Bennett. And like, I'm pretty sure he's wearing his fucking headgear as well. To cause the speculation for weeks. Where would you meet someone to fucking talk contract? Because the restaurant is the worst place to meet because you got journos and shit. People talk. Why would you go and meet someone at a restaurant?
They met at the journos club.
He would look like Wayne Bennett's carer.
Yeah, that's true.
Where would you meet?
I would meet at...
I'd go a metal concert.
I'd meet at...
some sort of concert.
Yeah, that would work.
Just dance and then talk next to each other. There's no speculation after that.
That'd be funny, though. I would fucking... That's how all contracts should be fucking done.
I would meet at the second floor of the Cooper's Arms Hotel in Newtown because no one there would have any clue who you are.
Really?
Yep.
First floor, they'd all know who you are. Second floor, you'd be fine.
I would meet at the stormwater drain at Newport Beach.
Yes.
About 100 metres in.
Yes. Mm. In your boardies. Yep. No wires.
Yep. Good acoustics.
Yeah. What about Bennett just in the crowd, you know, when Pong is going for a kick? Just fucking scream at him.
Yeah.
Get a deal going, mate. Because this was stupid. Like, they could have avoided this whole week of speculation.
With a phone?
Maybe? Yeah.
With a Zoom meeting?
Well, what were they thinking? Anyway. Ponga's going to be great for Bennett.
Apparently the problem is Ponga's dad. Ponga's dad represents him, and he's just... Albert Ponga.
I think
he needs a change of name.
He's not Albert Ponga.
He's Albert Ponga.
No, he's going out a weird name.
Pinga.
No, it's not Albert Ponga.
It's Albert Ponga.
No, look it up. I'm definitely...
You're thinking about Quentin Ponga.
Oh, Andre Ponga.
Andre Ponga.
Andre Ponga, that's what it is.
Is it?
A weird one, yeah. You were going to say Andre, weren't you?
No. I'm just thinking of a pseudonym for him that would be more suitable.
I need to see a picture of you, Andre.
But how Ponga would be great.
Alvin Parsons. That's more acceptable, I believe.
I think Bennett, like Ponga, Ponga's a brat. Bennett goes so well with Braddy footy players. Latrell, Cody, they're all brats. They're all annoying. But Ponga as well. Ponga strikes me as just annoying. Like some of the shit he's done previous years, like with that Nathan Brown stuff that happened and everything. Bennett would be perfect for him. So he needs to go to the Dolphins. Yep.
Is he worth the money they're throwing?
No.
Because okay. He's injured all the time.
What the fuck's he done?
He's fragile.
He's a myth. Fragile. He's a myth.
Yeah, I think he is. And I think...
What's Alvin say?
Part of... he's fucking just unimpressive in every way. making him captain was stupid.
Because
he's not a captain.
No, he's too young.
Like,
but I think this is the work of Alvin Preston's again.
Probably.
Make my son captain.
Yeah.
How could he be in a team of Tyson Frizzell and he's captain? Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What about the incident with Lomax on Frizzell?
I wish he killed him.
Yeah. He fucking backslammed him. I wish
Frizzell killed him.
He put him like 4 inches into the
fucking... That was great. It's great to see. And then after the game as well, who was it? The old nut. Went and approached him as well and gave him a gobful. And apparently Zach Lomax hasn't apologized or anything either. It's just stupid.
Lomax is an idiot.
Yeah, that's it. He's lost. Yeah, he's lost it now.
He's going backwards. He's going. Yeah. I know he kicked the field goal and all that, but like, honestly, he's not. I think his game's going backwards.
We're like a bunch of high school kids, aren't we? He's just turned.
I'm not a fan of.
We hate him now.
Seb Larson.
What about this DeBellin motherfucker? Do you see this stuff he's saying, Jack DeBellin?
What's he saying?
Saying he doesn't watch Origin anymore. He can't watch it, mate.
Why?
You wouldn't get picked in the fifth fucking team for New South Wales. Like, it's over, buddy.
Mm. So he doesn't watch it because he's sookie because he's not getting picked?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Jack.
Like, he's doing the hard luck story. He says he's struggling because of the new rules and he can't watch Origin. He can't bring himself to watch it after he was stood down.
Oh, what a jerk.
Fuck off,
piss
mate.
Off, mate.
Like, you're a dick.
He's got a long way to go to be a dick.
He's 31 years old, too. So
get out of here.
Fucking has been.
Get out of here.
This is another team people were blowing their load a little bit too.
Not me, mate. Not us. Knights.
Everyone was like,
said we'll see you in 6 weeks. No. Oh, you're talking about the Knights?
Yeah, I'm talking about the Knights. Like,
no.
Bullshit, mate.
Don't give me that accusing look.
They won 2-3 games at the start, and everyone was like, oh, this is great.
Who's everyone?
You.
Get fucked.
He's done everyone.
I'm nobody, and I'm happy being nobody.
I was thinking about it today.
Mm.
Being the grey man is the best thing.
John.
Yeah. Forget fame, fortune. Well, fortune I could use. But
yeah, rich grey man is what you want to be.
Yeah. Not a Russian one, though.
Nah, well, not at the moment. Anyway.
Yeah, fuck that
Ponga,
game.
You're overrated.
That was a good game.
It was a good game.
It was entertaining.
Enjoyed it.
What about the last one? Eels 20.
Oh, wow. Come on.
Tigers.
Come
21.
On.
21.
Yeah, what a game.
Bang, bang, bang.
Good on them.
It deserves some music. That one?
That was music.
You are listening to Balls Out No Flops.
This is a way to celebrate. Brad Arthur says the Eagles showed the Tigers a lack of respect.
That's right. You could see that they came out and they were trying to score off every fucking play they did.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They just came out. They thought, we've got this. We're going to beat them by 50. Let's start.
Yeah, but they still didn't win. They still didn't win. Like they.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know, but like usually teams still win when they do that, you know. But they
that's
just
why the Eels are still not A grade.
No,
because Penrith and Melbourne Storm would not perform like that.
Yeah, even if you have an off game where you are trying to score off every play and all that, you usually still win against the Tigers.
How good's Hastings?
Ah, he played a game of his life.
I think he's the new Messiah.
Well,
he left on really bad terms. Involving your coach.
But he has matured. He has matured.
You know that for a fact. Why?
Well, you can see
the field goal.
But no, you can see. By the way, I saw an interview with him. He was saying I was a real dickhead. I was an idiot, and I was really arrogant.
Okay,
he said I went over to England.
That's good.
I went over to England. I said I learned my craft. I became humble, and I wanted to get back.
And
into
he
the
was
NRL.
Good in England, man.
He was very good. He won Man of Steel.
I still think he's got controversy coming up, mate. In the next few weeks,
he's got
something going. Yeah. He's going to do something stupid.
Yeah, you know, he has about 5 good games, and then kaboom.
Well, it was
hopefully one that's not this week.
I wish the Tigers all the best, and I hope they get a few more wins because it was great to see, man. It was awesome.
Mads looked like he won the grand final.
Oh, it was just so good.
That was 2014 Mads. The blood returned to his face.
Yeah, he was pumped, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Fuck, he was pumped. I mean, Jackson Hastings, one of the things that happened was he had a hotel room altercation with Daily Cherry Evans. I mean,
that's right.
Is that bad?
That's not bad.
Well, apparently they had bunk beds and they're fighting about who was going to be on top. And there may not have been bunk beds.
Mm.
It's alleged. Alleged. It's all alleged. Come on.
Remember his old man, Larry? Kevin?
Yeah.
Great player.
Yeah.
Kevin Hastings. Kevin Hastings. He's fantastic.
Rooster. No, Trent Barrett had a sort of thing with him as well, didn't he, with Hastings? Or he's the one who gave him the boot eventually. But obviously you'd have to side with Cherry Evans over him. But
yeah.
Does he
but
do...
But Cherry Evans came and said, either I go or he goes.
If he comes out
he's
and plays...
He's a pain in my long neck.
If he plays another good game next week, fantastic. But I'm still not sold.
Look... They're playing South next week.
So, are they? Yeah. Ooh, that's a big game,
that's
mate.
That's a huge game.
I like the boy. Game. He's all right. I reckon he's all right.
They still don't have Dewey as well, your special boy. Dewey,
Boy.
Where does Dewey go, though?
So you've got Bobblehead, Luke Bobblehead Brooks at 5'8 now, and it seems to have cemented that spot, and Hastings at 7.
Do you put center.
They put him in centres last year.
Yeah,
I think Dewey's Dane Laurie's like,
you have your best players on the turning.
Fullback. He's better than Dane Laurie.
Ooh.
Yeah, probably.
He's better than Dane Laurie. He's better than him, but
Dane Laurie put a good hit on.
It was about time he did fucking something.
Princess
Gutherson.
Yeah.
That was a great win.
Good game.
Good game. Yeah.
Great game. Loved it. And then it's just like it was nearly a 2-point field goal. I know they put it up as 2 points, but he was just outside the 40.
A barbecued chops that night.
Oh, did you?
You know the griller chops?
Did you eat and watch at the same time or did you? Because I can't do that when I watch the Raiders.
I barbecued at halftime. I put the spuds on early so they'd be ready by halftime. And then I cooked the chops during halftime because they don't take long, those griller chops.
No,
they don't. It took me about 10 minutes. And I just charred them up.
So
really
you cooked half time.
I cooked at half time. Yeah,
that I ate. Spilled into the second half a little bit,
but that's okay because it's still that sorting out period from 40 to 45 minutes. I was finished by 45 minutes.
That's a beautiful night.
It was good.
See, this is what kind of shat me about the Good Friday game. Seriously, that sin bidding.
Yeah,
he had a good vibe about it. That game It was rolling, and the Easter Monday game, which has been a dud the last few years, power have just killed him.
Yeah,
suddenly. It was a fun game. They're event games. Like, there's eyes on those games, man.
Yeah.
Like they're
30,000 people, man. I tell you, that Bulldogs game, it was fucking... Because I sit on the tunnel side, the opposite side was just packed with Bulldog supporters. And where you sit up on level 4 behind us was packed. As soon as that first 20 minutes, all you could hear was Bulldog supporters.
And it turned it into a non-event. Fucked it.
Exactly.
Well, South, prevailed. Yeah.
As long as the game's quick, that's all that matters. Dickheads. So, Para... Like, just, when you think they're just getting there, they just shit the bed.
Yeah.
They just constantly shit the bed.
I still think they're going to be...
They were arrogant, man. They'll learn from that.
They will not win the comp.
This is their year.
This is their window.
This is their window.
This is their window.
Yeah,
Not only...
I'm just saying it's their window.
It's
like Raiders had a window a couple of years ago. Good.
You know what they also have? The Eels that no other team really had is a new stadium and that vibe, and they've been riding off that new stadium for a year. Yeah, that's what I mean. They're not utilizing it. This is where they've had a fucking packed house, man. The Para fans are coming out watching them because of the stadium. This is it. Para's, if they don't do it now, they're not.
I'll tell you why Para went in the cop. Have a look who plays 2, 3, 4, and 5 for Para. They're not good enough.
2, 3.
Will Penasini, Tom Opacek, Nick Herrera, and Simonson. That's not a premiership winning back line.
Okay.
It's just fucking not.
Mm.
Like, their pack's okay. Like, they got some very good players in the pack. Dylan Brown's playing well this year because he's running the ball.
Yep.
But
they're outside back.
Maybe when Sivo comes back, give him a bit of punch, but he can't tackle for shit, and everyone knows that. Mm. Yep. I don't think they got the backs to do it, mate. And I think a team like Melbourne or Penrith will just exploit those guys.
They did beat Melbourne.
They'll exploit all over
a couple of weeks ago.
Exploit the shit out of them.
Let's not forget that.
I'm talking about the serious time of year.
They did, yeah. They
when it matters.
And they have been up and around there, and I still think they're maybe top four, top three, maybe.
Top, they'll top be, three. They'll be up and around there, but their back line and their bench aren't good enough.
Give us your top four, can you?
Melbourne, Penrith.
Penrith, Melbourne. I've given you my top four.
I'd go Penrith, Penrith, Melbourne, Melbourne.
Solid.
What about, talking stadiums before, what about Wollongong Stadium? Did you see those shots, mate?
I was watching the surf.
But no one there is seeing that.
Yeah.
These fucking sweeping drone shots.
Yeah.
And there was the Dragons have got the Phantom Siren. He's actually pulled off the six again.
Yep.
Has he?
Yeah.
Well, there was one that six again that went off that had everyone stumped.
And he did a great Phantom Siren near the end when they were up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, the legacy this guy's going to leave behind.
Give me the hand, mate. Remember when he rang me?
Yeah.
You'll never believe he's fixing my back steps. I fucking knew. I thought he was going to say Tarantino. The Phantom Siren. And then the background I hear,
it is pretty good, but it's pretty damn good.
It's a great anecdote. Hey, Jimmy, how you doing? I know you're a listener.
Good round of footy.
Yeah, great round of footy.
I think it was good.
Let's put in our predictions for the upcoming round.
Upcoming round.
Let's do Morton's news, then our predictions.
Fucking, you're right.
Sorry, mate. Ooh, hit the right button. Nothing.
Morton Paragon news.
What do you mean?
Boom! English right. Super League.
Hang on, we've got a dispute here.
You've hit the right button.
You give me shit every time I hit the wrong button. Nothing when I hit the right button.
You're not meant to get accolades for hitting the right button.
Well, I get shit when I hit the wrong button.
Grant, I'm collective now for a couple of fuckwits.
Let's do it. Sorry, boy. Here we go. Let's go again.
Morton Paragon News.
Boom! English Super League. Hull KR 16, Hull 4. We all at the end of the Broncos shit game realized it was rivalry round.
Yeah,
in the English crazy. Super League.
Fucking great.
So we watched St. Helens Wigan. We watched Hull KR and Hull. We've taken Magic Round. We stole that idea.
Yeah.
Let's steal Rivalry Round, people.
Let's steal it.
Let's steal the shit out of it. And what better time to play your rival than Easter?
Oh, yeah.
Fucker.
That's right.
Get it on.
Because that's when we can resurrect.
Yes.
Rivals can resurrect.
I loved, as you know, Ray, we discussed this on our WhatsApp. I got a bit sentimental during the Hull KR versus Hull game because the beautiful legs of Josh Reynolds were running around out there.
I find this worrying.
And he was whinging and bitching.
He
and
was up to his old tricks.
Stirring and doing nothing that involved football. Nothing. But still managed to score a try. But was just up to his old hijinks. And I thought, I miss you, Josh.
Bring him back to bush footy.
Bring him back.
Bring him back, bush. He'd be perfect for bush footy.
He would be the king of bush footy.
He would be.
Heads up to like a big thumbs up to the commentators too. When Ryan Hall, that guy, he went. You know,
I remember Ryan Hall.
Who scored
the big butterball for Roosters.
800 tries in England, but hasn't scored one for the Roosters.
Yeah.
But he made his break, and at halftime, they just shitbagging him about how fat he is.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
Lachlan Coote was killing it.
Yeah, he's still there, eh?
And oh, you know, he was a gun, man. Yeah, he's a gun.
He's been there like 10 years.
He was basically
years,
the difference in this game. And then you got Kane Evans, Folsom cunt.
Oh, really?
He's over there too. Brett Hodgson's coaching Hull.
He's a good coach. Origami Evans.
Yep.
So this Hull game, right, they're like the clubs are like 3 miles apart.
Yeah.
I love this shit.
Yeah. That's good.
It's fucking
great. 3 miles.
Yeah.
They must share training facilities.
That's fantastic.
I just got a quick – I know we've got to show you the crusher.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's a suplex. Purple. That's a crusher.
Oh, anyway, I'll
it's a suplex.
Well, St. Helens are 8-1 here. They're just killing everyone.
Yeah, that's always good. Those
juggernaut.
John Bateman.
Yep.
He's just like they lost the game, but it was just so good to see him running around again.
He has Josh Reynolds like feelings.
If he like the Tigers or someone or the Dogs can lure him, he just brings winning culture to the team.
He reminds me of a lab rat that escaped.
Yeah,
they were experimenting some fucking growth hormone bullshit.
Him and Splinter,
and he fucking got out. Yeah, he escaped.
Bait man.
Yeah, He is the rat man. He's just like a lab rat.
Some news for you, Larry Floyd. Oh. The assistant coach of the English rugby union team, Anthony Seibold, says he regrets leaving South.
Yes. I bet he does.
And he would do things differently at the Broncos. What do you make of this?
Well, he left South after his first year, and he was doing really well. Really, really well. And everyone knows the story. We fucking shitbagged him for a full year.
Did we?
Yeah. He slept with...
Josh Kamal,
yeah. Make up some bullshit story. I missed that.
Yeah, look, obviously, he'd probably still be our coach. He probably would have maybe even got us a couple of grand finals. Nah, obviously not.
Joking, Nampy, yeah. You shit. Late here. Stick your Harvard degree up your ass. Mitch Barnett has signed with the Warriors for 3 years from the Knights.
Really?
Yeah.
Warriors are signing some... People. Some players, some rugby league players. Good on you, Warriors.
I just don't see how Nathan Brown could be the future of that club.
Yeah.
Like, he's an okay coach. He'll get you two, three places maybe, but that's it.
Yeah, he's benign. He's rather benign.
There's got to be better coaches out there, surely. What, Flanagan, for instance?
Everyone's
slaps.
I know, but he's won a premiership.
You're right there.
COVID.
Jesus.
What about Paul Green?
No, don't. No. I don't want to see that guy. I saw him at the Roosters.
Ironically, he's very red, isn't he?
He's very red.
So is Trent Robinson. He doesn't look right, man. Nah. Yeah. He's just going to fucking explode at one of those prisons.
That'd be good.
He doesn't look.
He looks like a cherry tomato that's been infected with fruit fly. Yes, I say that because I got one out the back.
So he's got one in his pants, too. Jimmy Maloney's B test is back and.
Positive.
Cocaine.
All right. Of course it was.
Why not, though? Come on, mate. Yeah. He's playing like fucking, what, second, third division in France? Yeah. Let the man live.
Really? Same as our...
He doesn't even play first division.
He's 34 and he weighs 10 kilos.
Did he... Why? Wouldn't like someone like the Tigers or the Dogs, wouldn't they want him in there? Just
now he would. Yeah. Now he's a train wreck. He's right up our alley.
Perfect.
Our last one's not football related, but I read this article and then I reread it. I'm still puzzled. And I'm not puzzled. Just amazed what some people get up to.
I like where this is going.
A 54 for starters, a 54-year-old Brazilian man.
Oh yeah.
Visited a hospital complaining that he was unable to shit, felt nauseous, experiencing like stomach pain.
One big difference, sir.
You know you're in trouble here because this was in a report from the International Journal of Surgery Case Reports.
Ooh.
Doctors requested...
Made the journal.
Yep. Yeah. He's living large, this bloke. This 54-year-old Brazilian. Let's call him...
Okay. Gomez. Okay.
Doctors requested an X-ray on his abdomen after struggling to find out what was causing the pain. As the man was hesitant to reveal the source of his discomfort. Uh-huh. It was found the man had a 2-kilogram dumbbell stuck up his ass.
Fucking hell.
The X-ray spotted the metallic dumbbell in the man's rectum, but medics were unable to remove it surgically.
I thought it was going to be Steedon or something.
With a lack of other options, they then decided to perform a manual extraction.
Oh, how do they do that?
You have good to hit girls, it with a 4-kilo dumbbell. Yeah. I don't know. That's a 2-kilo dumbbell.
Where's Jackass when you need him?
Mate.
The Jackass should have a fucking international medical team that flies around filming and solving these medical crises.
Now, when I used to work at the Marlborough Hotel in Newtown, which is at the other end of Mission
Did
Road.
You?
Yeah, for many years.
Really?
One of my co-workers, his mother worked in emergency at the Prince Alfred Hotel Hospital just down the road.
Mm.
And she knew it was my kryptonite. She would come in just to tell me stories of things that they'd removed from people's asses.
Oh, man. What's the fascination?
A whole jar of Vegemite. People. Like a snapped off carrot. Yeah. A jar. It's a very stout, round, long jar.
Some people treat their assholes like the butler's pantry or the fucking windowsill of their bathroom.
Like a play gym.
It's just a storage
Treating your asshole like an amusement ground.
It's meant to store shit.
And then get rid
and
of
hemorrhoids
it.
Every now and then.
And hemorrhoids.
This guy can't even find his, and you're shoving a dumbbell right. up there.
Let me tell you something about hemorrhoids, mate. That's when you're a man. When you get your first hemorrhoid, that is when you're a man.
Apparently
forget about 18th birth. Forget about that. When you've sat on some cold fucking floor and you've lifted some shit in your life, you get that first hemorrhoid, it should be celebrated. Mm. All right?
Apparently when you piss out your first kidney stone, that's when you're a man.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I'm not looking forward to that one.
That's some penile childbirth shit.
Fuck that.
It's a health podcast. Anyway, that was our news.
All right.
Morton Paragon News.
All right, so predictions.
Sharks, Manly, Thursday night. Good game.
Where at?
Sharks.
PointsBet Stadium.
Sharks are raging hot favourites, man. Like,
yeah. I'd take Sharks, I think.
I'm going to go the Desi Seagulls. That's what they should be called. They should drop the Manly and they should just call Desi Seagulls. Yeah, and I'm going to go them.
Get rid of the eagle, just Desi with his hair out.
Yeah.
Just Desi with
the hobo Desi hair.
I'd pay nearly what $3 at the moment.
Who are you picking?
This is what I mean. Like, this
that's an even money. I can't believe the Sharks are like $1.45.
I know.
I like them, but fuck, Manly, you're playing well.
Mm. Yeah, but not Shark well.
Fair enough. Sharks. Broncos, Bulldogs. Oh, my God. This again.
This is the game of the round.
Friday night. That's the only game on Friday night.
Only game on Friday night.
Because there's
night.
Anzac game on Monday. Oh, all you got on Friday night. So just go out and get drunk.
That's crazy.
Broncos. I'm going Broncos.
Yeah, because
I'm going Dogs.
There. Yeah?
I'm going Dogs, mate.
Reynolds
sure.
has been good, man. Adam Reynolds has
I know
been
he's been
very good.
Not very good, but this week he was good.
I think Dogs, I think they'll watch the Tigers game. They'll get inspired by...
Is this dog shit round?
Oh, it is.
So far?
Tractors, Titans? Oh, fuck,
that's,
man.
That's up there with one of the shittest...
I'm going game. Titans.
No, I'm going Tractors.
You're going to go Tractors.
Okay.
Tigers, Souths, out at Para.
Souths.
I'm going to go Tigers for two in a row.
Nah, generally when the Tigers have a good win and they just get people's hopes up a little bit, they're diabolical.
It's a danger game. It's a danger game.
Remember last year's game? What happened with Tigers, Souths? Remember Burgess dropped it over the try line?
No, he didn't drop it. He scored.
Well, I reckon he dropped it, but then he picked it up.
That's just opinion.
Here again.
Fact and opinion. That's the difference between fact and opinion, mate.
But the Tigers were going even worse, I think, last year because there was more rounds into it. And they should have won that
We
game.
Have difficulty with the Tigers. We so really do.
There's but your
I'm
upset.
Going, I'm going South. I think we're hitting a purple patch of form. I think we're getting
purple stuck patch.
The
roll.
I think that's the upset of the round.
Knights or Eels?
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going
Eels.
Knights.
Eels will bounce back here.
Eels bounce back.
I'm going the Knights.
Eels bounce back.
Panthers, Raiders.
Easy Raiders.
Yep, Raiders.
At Penrith.
Fuck off.
Piece
Raiders,
of piss, mate.
Raiders to
it's
get
day
flogged.
Game, is that good or bad? I can't remember for the Raiders.
It's not. It's not.
They don't like the day.
We don't like day. Nah. We don't like night. Nah. We need to find
Twilight.
Some other.
You can only play in Twilight.
Yeah.
Was romantic.
Yeah, and then, yeah, he's putting fucking...
Hasn't Klukstar been dropped?
No, yeah. He's on the bench.
He's been dicked.
Well, that's fucking dropped.
He's been ordinary.
No,
that's half dropped.
He's not. He's still playing the game, but I don't know what Stewart's doing with the bench again. He's got there's no. There's
think,
no dummy.
Calm
something.
Down, mate.
I think
calm.
He's a dickhead.
No,
Dragons, Roosters, 4:00 SCG.
I wasn't convinced by the Roosters' win.
You never are, mate.
And I'm really happy to say it. I'm going for the Dragons here.
You're going for them.
That's
but,
ridiculous.
Okay, yeah,
I'm not convinced by the Roosters either, but they'll win this game.
Yeah.
I think they'll win this game.
Storm yeah. Warriors.
Warriors do get up for this game quite a bit.
So what are we saying here? We're saying that the Storm is Australia's team and the Warriors are New Zealand's team. Is that what we're saying? Because they have this is the same game every fucking...
I know. How did this happen?
Day? Yeah. Yes, so yes, Storm yes. are the metaphor for Australia? Do they represent... Are they symbolic
sadly,
of what everything it means to be Australian?
Sadly, at this point, possibly.
I deny that. And well, I dispute this, it and I don't like it.
How did it ever happen?
Yeah.
Seriously.
But I'm picking Storm.
Warriors do get up for this game, and I think it'll be close.
I'm picking Warriors.
But they've got Nathan Brown.
All right. And chip of the week is...
Chip of the week.
Gourmet salted egg fish skin.
Fuck off. I don't. I like one of those things.
Yeah, taste them. They're good.
Skin.
Are they?
Yeah, they're very good.
Really?
They're a bit spicy. They've got a bit of chili in them.
Sounds like dick.
Round 7's Anzac Day round. Oh, doesn't that looks sound very good.
Horrible.
Just eat it.
What brand are these?
Hong Fat Noodle Company.
That's really shit. Like
this, oh, COVID.
What are they again?
Gourmet salted egg fish skin.
Potato chips.
I can taste the egg in it.
Get that crunching into your... if anyone's still listening at this point.
Starting to gall me now. Good people from Golden Duck.
I thought it was Hong Fat.
I'll show you Hong Fat.
Oh, I've seen that Hong Fat. All right, so thanks for thanks for listening to... oh, there's some spice in there.
Yeah.
Round 6, and I guess we'll see you round 7, all things being as they are.
Oh, yeah.